Christmas, everyone, and welcome to this week's NPL show. Slightly condensed this week, as I didn't want to bother anybody over the festive period because, you know, chairman, supporters, journalists, managers, they all should be with their loved ones. And that's precisely why this week I'm joined by my very own loved one. It's James Hayes. Hello, James. How are they?
Merry Christmas, Ben. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. So we're recording this on Monday night, so any breaking news, we've missed it. Coming up on this week's show, we're going to be looking back at all Saturday's results. We're going to be touching upon Boxing Day, and we've got some post-match reactions as well. We've got Dave McGurk at Hyde United, Lee Picton at South Shields, Neil Reynolds at FC United. We've got Morpeth Town coach John McDonald, and we've got Graham Lancashire, assistant manager at Lancaster City as well. All post-match reactions from Saturday. So let's start with Saturday then, James. It was quite a high-scoring weekend and some surprising results, I'm going to say. We'll start with the top of the table. South Shields hosted Radcliffe. It was first hosting fifth, and I don't think anyone was expecting this result. South Shields 3, Radcliffe 0. Quite an outcome there for the North East club.
As I said it last week, it was going to be a tough ask for both sides there. And with Radcliffe, pretty much discipline got to him in that match. Will Jenkins getting his first goal his first league goal and his league debut for South Shields. Great game, great attendance as well for a Christmas game. They're going to be happy with that one. And so again, top league at Christmas with three games in hand.
We touched upon it with Lee Picton when we interviewed him a couple of weeks ago about the FA Youth Cup run and how, you know, how well South Shields has done. And you mentioned Will Jenkins there, a great debut straight out of the academy. Superb stuff, isn't it? And what a goal as well. I'm just watching it back now. Stunning. It's absolutely superb from the left hand side, a lob over the goalkeeper, not bad at all. Let's hear now a bit more from South Shields after the match. One of the joint managers, Lee Picton, caught up with South Shields TV.
I'll be honest, you know, myself and Graham have been at this football club now for what, 3.5 years. For me, that's one of the proudest moments I've felt at this football club. Not just because we had, but what did we have? We had what, 4 academy products in the starting 11. We had 9 players that were under the age of 20 in the squad, complemented by older heads who looked after those young lads impeccably, you know, with absolute class. And as a result of that, what we've seen today was just such a heartwarming performance. Everybody will see that, you know, that magic moment in the first half, but then we backed it up in the second half with just a really class display in terms of picking them off, being really brave in possession again, really courageous, and, you know, running out deserved winners. You know, there was just so many positives to come out today. It was incredible.
A lot of people go away talking about that goal, the first goal. How special was that moment?
I mean, I was sat in the stand first half, and I was literally right behind it, had the perfect angle. For him to see it is impressive enough. For him to decide to try it is even more impressive. To pull it off was just one of those moments where you just think, wow, you know, really, really fantastic moment for him, you know, for the team, for everybody watching today. You know, that'll be a moment that I think people will remember for a long time.
The performance today, the result as well, has it made all the more impressive by the run that Radcliffe have been on over the last few weeks?
Yeah, you know, no team with that kind of run that they've been on, that's never a fluke. That's never a fluke. There's always substance behind that kind of run that they've been on. And again, for us to play the way we did, I thought was, you know, made it even more impressive.
Looking ahead to Whitby, how much are you looking forward to that game, a big occasion on Boxing Day against the Redwood side?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, we've got great memories from last season. You know, Craig Baxter popping up with a winner last year. But we know it's going to be a tough game. You know, Chris Hardy always has his teams really well organised, and got a lot of respect for him and his side. But we'll go down there, like I say, with a lot of confidence, and we'll do our best to get another 3 points.
A big thank you to South Shields media team for that clip. That was Lee Picton there speaking shortly after that 3-0 victory for his side over Radcliffe. South Shields back in action on Boxing Day, travelling just down the coast to Whitby Town for Radcliffe. They'll be hosting near neighbours Atherton Colls in a bit of a Greater Manchester derby there. Radcliffe now sitting just outside the playoff positions. Same number of points as FC United, but they do have a game in hand. More on FC in a second or two. But let's stick with the top of the table. South Shields, 39 points, having played 18 games. Lancaster City, 39 points, having played 21 games. But a win on the board from Saturday. A 3-0 win at Stafford Rangers, James.
Lancaster, we've seen it throughout the season. They come out of a little bit of a bad patch after being winless in three. Unbeaten form record continues. They're a really, really dominant side. And even now, they're thinking, the Lancaster Twitter account saying who'd have thought the Dolly Blues would be joint top at Christmas. Going into Christmas with an unbeaten home form is going to be a big advantage, especially coming into Boxing Day with a resurgent Bambi Bridge at this moment in time.
A win on the board for temporary manager, assistant manager at the Giant Axe, Graham Lancashire. Let's hear his post-match reaction now. He caught up with the YouTube channel of Lancaster City.
Yeah, fantastic performance. The lads have dropped the standards recently in the last few weeks and it's shown on the results. But today they've gone out there committed. We had a game plan, they've gone out there and done everything we've asked them. It's been a great result.
And some standout performances all across the field.
Yeah, I mean, to a man, they've all had a job to do and they've done it exceptionally well today. Just, you know, a couple of players done really well. Brad coming back into the team, he's been out with a lot of niggling injuries all season. Great to get himself a goal. Links has got on the score sheet and as well, which is great to see. And Ibrahim at the back was outstanding today. Him and Ben Hudson and Steely were really, really good as a three. And I just thought he was excellent. As a 17-year-old lad coming in, he's done really well.
So we're just entering the Christmas period. We've got some big games coming up against Bamber Bridge and Atherton on New Year's Day. Looking forward to those?
Yeah. Obviously, coming off a win away from home like that and a good performance on a sticky, difficult pitch with difficult conditions second half with the rain pelting down, hostile conditions. It was really difficult, but a great win there. So coming to that over the Christmas period is great. And we'll get our heads down and start working hard and carry it on over Christmas.
Lancaster City's YouTube channel there, speaking with Graham Lancashire. Big thank you to the media team at Lancaster for that clip. So Lancaster heading into Boxing Day, joint top of the table. And as James rightly said earlier, they'll be taking on Bamber Bridge on Boxing Day. For Stafford Rangers, it's a tough one on Boxing Day. They'll be travelling to Nantwich Town. We did see a couple of slip-ups, though, on Saturday when it comes to the top end of the table. Lancaster and South Shields have now got a four-point gap between themselves and third position. Baseford United were beaten 4-1 at home to Hyde United. Liam Bateman was sent off in that game, but most of the damage, all the damage done in the first half, Hyde United going in at half-time 4-0 up. It was quite a... Was it a similar game last season, James, where half of the Baseford team were out ill? There was a bug going around the dressing room, wasn't there? And Hyde United walloped them, and it was similar on Saturday.
Yeah, it's hard one to say, because again, last year they had this illness last for about 6-7 weeks as well, and that's pretty much what cost them a place in the playoffs. I don't know what's the situation with Baseford United. I think it's more a case of just not up to form and just having one bad game. We've not seen that from Baseford this season. As for Hyde United, going into the next couple of games, great opportunity there to go on a little bit of a playoff run and start challenging, just challenging the teams around. And we've got Stalybridge on Boxing Day in a huge match. That just adds to the last couple of weeks where we've had the sides in the top eight all facing each other.
Well, let's have the post-match reaction now from the manager at Hyde United, Dave McGurk. He caught up with friend of the show, Luke Edwards, on 26-0.
Yeah, we were magnificent today. I think the first half performance was probably the best I've had in my time here. It was everything that we asked the lads to do. We were brave on the ball. The counter-attacking was unbelievable at times, and then the finishing was good at the other end of it. You sometimes worry at half-time, being in the lead at that point, it can go downhill second half because you can get complacent. But I thought we were as good second half as well. It's just obviously we're against 10 men, people won't look at it like that. They didn't really create anything, and we had a few chances, but just couldn't put them away.
Yeah, was that what pleased you, the discipline in the second half? I mean, it's easy to kind of just sit back, I suppose, but you just soaked it up, didn't you?
Yeah, the first half pleased me more. I mean, that was against 11 men. We're 4-0 up against 11 men. I think when you look at it, it's against 10. It might not look as a strong result, but Now, the first half an hour, it was absolutely superb, and I thought our front four were unplayable. The rest of the team gave a great structure behind it, and the lads took the chances very well.
And obviously looking ahead now to Christmas, games. Really important four games, like I said. Today was a free hit. Staley Bridge is a big one, though, on Boxing Day.
Yeah, you can feel it now, can you? I think this is what we're all in football for. You get that knot in your stomach on the morning of the game. You can't wait to get there. Anticipation behind it. This is, we want to do it for the fans. This is a huge game for them, and they keep reminding me of that. But it's not just for the fans that we want to win, the lads want to win. And hopefully, that's given us a bit more belief about ourselves in terms of our first half performance, because I'm not happy to consolidate, and we want to look up the table rather than down it. We know we've got our first target of the season to get a 46. We'll do that, but we've got short careers as managers and as players, and let's make the most of it.
Luke Edwards there, 26-0, speaking with Hyde United manager Dave McGurk. Hyde United up to 8th position in the league table, just 2 points outside the playoffs, and it's a great game on Boxing Day if you're in the area. Hyde United hosting Staley Bridge Celtic, not bad at all. So Basford United, though, with that defeat against Hyde, have gone 4 points behind Lancaster and South Shields. Wasn't all bad for Basford, though, because Warrington Town couldn't capitalise. They stayed 2 points behind Basford United. They too conceded 4 goals on Saturday, 4-0 away at Morpeth Town. All the goals coming in the first half. An afternoon to forget for Warrington, going down to 9 men in that game. Mitch Duggan and Bohan Dixon giving their marching orders. Not the best of afternoons for Warrington, but a great afternoon for Morpeth.
Yeah, indeed. So, and again, Morpeth just picking up where they've left off in the last couple of weeks. Their next couple of games will prove the season that they've got. But if they can get through that, they're in the playoff race at the moment, and we're going to have a really interesting couple of weeks.
Yeah, and Morpeth up to 10th, 4 points from the playoffs, with 4 games in hand over FC United, and 5 games in hand over Basford United, who are only 7 points up the road. So it's, you know, Morpeth put themselves right in the playoff race, haven't they? Let's have some post-match action now. After the game, the YouTube channel of Morpeth Town caught up with Morpeth Town coach. Here's John McDonald.
John, a fantastic 4-0 win against a team who aren't just going for the playoffs, they'll be going for the title this season. What were your thoughts?
I thought we were outstanding today. Obviously, 4-0 up at half-time. I thought some of the goals, fantastic, great finishes. And, you know, Warren are a really good side, so to come out with a clean sheet, scoring 4 goals at home, absolutely delighted.
I feel that we played the situation maybe a touch better than Warrington, because, to be honest, the pitch was looking a bit difficult at this stage of the season in December. This is what you're going to come across.
It is. I thought we played the conditions well. We retained the ball when we needed to. I think, you know, coming into the second half when you're 4-0 up, it's about just retaining possession. I thought we did that really well. We carved out, you know, 3 or 4 good opportunities in the second half and didn't take them. But fantastic performance, and that's, you know, 3 consecutive wins now, so we're in great form.
I felt for Warrington because they, you know, they really plugged away at it after the 10th minute red card for Bohan Dixon, and to come away on the wrong end of a 4-0 defeat is quite demoralising for a side who really won't record that many defeats this season.
It is, and I think, to be honest, I thought, you know, we've mentioned the pitch today, but I thought even before they had the lads sent off, I thought we started really well, we started really bright. And obviously, you know, it helped our cause when they went down to 10 on such a difficult surface. We moved it, even though it was tricky, we moved the ball really well. And I think there was some tired legs out there for the Warrington players, you know, the last 15 minutes of the game.
Last question then. That's 3 wins in a row in the league now. Is there a feeling amongst the squad that we're just starting to move through the gears now and gather a bit of momentum?
Absolutely. I thought, you know, just look at the finishes in the first half. I thought some of the football we played was outstanding today, and I think we're in good form. Obviously, we've got a few games to play. We're a few games behind, but we're really confident, you know, if we can, you know, this can kickstart a bit of a run for us that will be there or thereabouts come the end of the season.
John McDonald there, coach of Morpeth Town, speaking with Morpeth Town's YouTube channel. And a big thank you to the media team at Morpeth for that clip. So Morpeth heading down the coast to take on Scarborough on Boxing Day. For Warrington, they'll be hosting Witton Albion. More on Witton in a second or two. The playoff picture is finished at the moment now with FC United in 5th position. They moved up into the final playoff spot with a convincing 4-0 victory over Grantham Town on Saturday afternoon. 4-0, the final score there. Tunde Olabe just keeps on scoring.
Have you heard Charles FC? SCUMCV via catchphrase yet, mate?
Oh yeah, there was a squirrel on the pitch, wasn't there? A little grey squirrel ran on the pitch. The referee nearly stopped the match, but then the squirrel just got off and then ran up a tree or something, whatever squirrels do this time of year. So the squirrel was fine, in case people were wondering. But FC United were fine as well. 4-0 win over Grantham Town. And after the match, FC Radio's James Quinn caught up with manager. Here's Neil Reynolds.
Well, Neil has joined us. Thank you very much, Neil.
No problem.
We've talked a lot about the way that the side has played well recently, but then kind of maybe made a mistake late on and then we've had the sort of finish. There was none of that today. Was that all about professionalism in your team?
Yeah, it was a superb performance. You know, the way we started the game. And it's always difficult when you go 3-0 up in such succession and we've got a lot of ball and it's hard to keep your professionalism. I thought we did. We came in at half-time, we said the key thing today is a clean sheet. It's got to be the clean sheet, but also with a fourth goal or a fifth goal to get us in the playoffs, hopefully. And, you know, they executed the plan superbly well and, you know, we scored that one at the end. We could have had one from Finn, could have had one from Regan when he hit the bar. No, it was fantastic. And there's no easy games, but at the minute we're playing very well. 12 unbeaten, it's another home win here. You know, we looked at the games that were coming up and we just targeted home wins and that's what we've got. So it's been a good month, which takes us into Christmas. And then obviously we focus on the next game, which is Ashton. But, you know, just before we go off, I'd just like to wish everyone connected with FC United a really happy Christmas. All the best for the new year and hopefully, you know, we can make it a momentous 2020 because I know that dressing room is desperate for success.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds is catching up with James Quinn on FC Radio following that 4-0 win over Grantham. A convincing victory, James, and the playoff race, it's very, very tight, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah, but the big thing for FC United is this now, in the last 6 league games, they scored 20 goals. That's an amazing pace for FC United at the moment. 3 home wins on the bounce. And again, they're still in the FA Trophy as well. Let's not forget that. FC do look unstoppable at this moment in time. And again, us who will be speaking to each other on New Year's Day, obviously.
No, we won't. We'll be stood next to each other. But on that day, James, I'll let on to you. But it's Gary Neville and Peter Schmeichel in the tunnel. That's what it is. Anyway, right. So FC United, they're not playing on Boxing Day, incidentally. They're playing on Saturday, taking on Ashton United. Ashton United weren't in action on Saturday due to their match being postponed due to a good old-fashioned waterlogging, their match against Atherton Coles. But FC United travelling to Hurst Cross on Saturday. Only show in town on Saturday as well, so get yourself down there. It should be a cracker with the two teams who've joined us this season out of the National League North. For Grantham, they'll be looking to bounce back. They're hosting Gainsborough Trinity. Interesting afternoon for Gainsborough. A 0-0 draw in Nantwich Town. We're not used to 0-0s this season.
I've got how many 0-0s we've got, actually. Sorry, it's the 11th 0-0 that we've had this season in the league. There's one every other weekend at this moment in time, I'd say. Enough of the stats, no people will be...
It's not one a week. It's one a fortnight, if anything.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I said, one every other week.
Oh, yeah, you did. But you said one every week. It's one a fortnight. Yeah, you're right. All right, sorry, James. Sorry. Carry on. 0-0. Well done, the defenders and the goalkeepers. Witton Albion currently sitting in ninth. They've dropped down a couple of places. That's because they were beaten 3-2 at home to Whitby Town. Whitby Town shot up the table to 14th position after the weekend. I mean, that's a great result, that, for Whitby Town, and does steady the ship somewhat.
Yeah, obviously, first win in 8 games for him there, and it's a great little result, especially with a lot of changes themselves in the last couple of weeks.
Whitby can't be ruled out, can they? I mean, the 8 points from the playoffs, and they've got 3 games in hand. So, you know, out of talk about, oh, they're dropping down the table a bit here, they're not stringing the results together. If they do start stringing the results together, then they could do a Morpeth and start creeping up on people, can't they?
It's been one of them since we've been knocked out of the FA Cup. The form's just drastically changed. That's the moment.
It's like Tom Feeney. It's like Tom said last week. It's that, you know, they were playing those FA Cup games with 3 goalkeepers in the starting in the squad. So you know, I think it's safe to say Chris Hardy was performing miracles at that point of the season. We'll wait and see if that good form can be brought back at Whitby. But that's certainly a good start there. A 3-2 win at Wynsham Park against Witton Albion on Saturday. As we alluded to earlier, Whitby will be back in action on Boxing Day as they're hosting South Shields in quite a game there at the Turnbull. Witton will be travelling to Warrington, incidentally. That's a big game on Boxing Day, isn't it? Really, really is. Just to finish off the teams in and around the playoffs, we've not mentioned Stalybridge. Stalybridge were beaten on Saturday by Michelover Sports. A great result this for Michelover. Stalybridge Celtic 1, Michelover Sports 3. Michelover coming from 1-0 down there. Both teams down to 10 men in that game as well. And Michelover winning 3-1 at Boer Fold. And Michelover have moved into 12th position as a result of that win. And they're now 5 points from the playoffs. Just like that, they're back in it. It's quite a remarkable season thus far. Well, Michelover will be back in action on Boxing Day, and they've got a big, big game, haven't they? Michelover Sports will be hosting Basford United, and that's a bit of a banana skin, that one, for Basford. And it could see Michelover move up the table. All of a sudden, it's like what I was just saying about Whitby earlier, all of a sudden the whole thing just turns on its head and they're back involved again. That's how crazy this part of the season's been, this side of Christmas anyway. It's everyone's involved. Scarborough Athletic currently sitting in 13th. They too are 5 points from the playoffs. They're hosting Morpeth Town on Boxing Day. Not the best form heading into this one, James. It's result of the weekend, I'm going to suggest. Buxton 5, Scarborough Athletic 0. New management bounce at the Flamingoland Stadium just halted there by Gary Haywood's new management bounce at Buxton.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest, I'm a bit surprised with that result there, especially with Scarborough. I don't think anyone would have expected a 5-0 defeat. But yeah, great result there for Buxton. And another player starting to pick up a lot of goals, Diego Di Girolamo.
No, I was going to say, the thing with the goal scoring is, with Buxton, you've got Diego and Liam Hardy there. You know, they've scored 19 goals between them. It's been the firepower's there, but on Saturday it was there for all to see. A phenomenal result that for Buxton at the weekend. And on Boxing Day, Buxton will be travelling to Matlock Town for a bit of a local ding-dong there at Causeway Lane. Speaking of Matlock Town were victorious over Bamber Bridge on Saturday. They beat them by 2-1, which sees Matlock keep the pace up with Whitby Town and get themselves away from Bamber Bridge, who are having a bit of a mini resurgence in Lancashire. So a big game to come for Matlock on Boxing Day. For Bamber Bridge, as we said earlier, they'll be travelling to Lancaster City. And there's all the matches, yes. And that's our look at all last weekend's results and a bit of a chat about Boxing Day. So that's it, James. A Merry Christmas to all our listeners, to all the managers, all the chairmen, all the volunteers, all the players, all the fans, all the journalists, and a special Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all our pundits who come on the show regularly. Yourself, James, of course, Simo, Berkey, Swampy, and our fixture preview guys, Andrew Snaith of Yorkshire Coast Radio, the North East Non-League Football Show's very own Matt Carruthers, and of course, non-league reporter from Yorkshire, Thomas Fina. A big Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year to everyone. We'll be back, not on Friday, obviously, but we'll be back on Monday with a bit of a run through all Boxing Day's results and a little bit of a preview for New Year's Day's matches as well. But James, a big thank you for joining us, and enjoy you having turkey or chicken?
Turkey and gammon, mate, believe it or not.
Turkey and gammon. There we go. Enjoy your Christmas dinners, whatever you're having over the festive period, and you'll be hearing from us again next week. You take care, everyone. Bye-bye, James. He's waving.
Evening.
Bye.